for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 18, 19, and 20. Chapter 26, verses 18, 19, 20. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam were in the court of the Pharaoh and his cabinet and entourage. And they requested and said, "You must liberate, emancipate, and let the people, the Israelites, go now, that you must to keep them in bondage and slavery." So that was the request they made to the Pharaoh. So this is what the Pharaoh responded. Call. He, the Pharaoh, said, "Alam nu rabbika fina walida." Now you know that Pharaoh used to kill the boys and the youngsters that were born in those times. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's mother, Allah Jalla Wala, informed her that you, when I tell you, inspire you, then you must put your son there in the river Nile and put him in that casket, in that basket. It will flow and so forth and pass the palace of the Pharaoh. And there they picked him up for Nabi Musa alayhi salam as an infant. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. Who saw Nabi Musa alayhi salam fell in love with him. He had no children, the Pharaoh, and Sayyida Asiya radiallahu anha. She was a very, very pious lady. Almighty Allah praised her and mentioned her supplication in the noble Quran. Nevertheless, so he was spared and saved in that manner by divine protection and divine decree. So he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh. He's killing, murdering all the others, but he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who will be the cause for his destruction, is growing up right there under his nose. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا. Did we not bring you up, nurture you, coach you, train you, whilst you were an infant? وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا. And you stayed there by us, in the royal palace. Min umrika sinin, for so many years you stayed there. And today you want to come and dictate to me. Today you want to come and tell me. You see how we will change the words. It was a request for the benefit of humanity, that how can you, as one slave of Almighty Allah, take another nation, another people, and go and place them in bondage and slavery and so forth, and treat them as third, fourth class citizens. So you stayed here by me. وَفَأَلْتَ فَأَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَأَلْتَ. And you committed that crime, that alleged crime. According to them, it was premeditated murder, Allah forbid. And obviously it was not that. He, Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, was separating the two. And he just stepped that person of the Pharaoh, the Qibti, the Coptic. فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. And he passed away. So you did that, you committed that crime, so Allah forbid, that's what they said. Now look at this word, be very careful how you translate it. The Pharaoh tells Moses, the Pharaoh tells Nabi Musa alayhi salam, wa anta min al kafiri. And you are from those who are very, very unthankful. You are very, very ungrateful. So one word, kafirin, means disbelievers. So obviously you can't translate this. And even the Pharaoh knows that. So we say kufran and ni'mat. Allah gives us so many bounties, favors, wealth, health, and we abuse it and we misuse it. So we call that kufran and ni'mat. And you are ungrateful. We are ungrateful to Almighty Allah for His ever recurring bounties, favors. So that is what He meant in this text and context. Wa anta min al kafirin. And you, O Moses, you are very, very ungrateful. Call. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is a messenger of Almighty Allah, and he cried to Almighty Allah that it was a mistake. But remember that somebody died also. Qala fa'altuha idha. Yes, I did do that action. All be it unintentionally, all be it inadvertently. Wa ana min ad-dhalin. To say another word, you must be very careful how you translate. You don't go and translate that ana min ad-dhalin, I am from the people who are astray, Allah forbid. Nay, all anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'soom. They are protected by divine decree from all vices and all sins. Wa ana min ad-dhalin. And yes, it was an error, it was a mistake in judgment, and it was my mistake. So he is admitting, confessing to his mistake, not admitting to a sin. So today you'll get the apologetic people, you'll get the orientalists, and they will translate it, I'm astray. Allah forbid, how can a Nabi be astray? And that mighty messenger, whose name Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran, 136 times, Harun alayhi salam, Moses and Aaron, his name mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. So whenever we do wrong, if it is intentional, then we must confess to it. At-tawbatu mislul hawba. If it's something in private, we must beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness in private. If it is in public, then we must beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala for forgiveness in public. That is the Islamic law. And if it is inadvertently, then you speak to Almighty Allah for me and you. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, the last verse 286. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. O Allah, beloved Allah, do not take us to task and punish us. If we did something, said something forgetfully, aw akhtana, or unintentionally, inadvertently, Almighty Allah, through His grace, mercy, benevolence, will forgive us. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286. Let us take you around the world, inshallah, local, national, international, global news, views and interviews, and see what is really happening on today, now this weekend. Sudan, a huge crisis going on there, but they extended the truce against the army and the opposite party, the paramilitary. And remember, more than, this is official figures, unofficially, of course, it's much more. 512 people already killed in this conflict, if you want to call it that. And more than 4,000 people displaced and so forth. That amount is much more, but that's the official figures coming through the wires, as they say. Tunisia, another sad story in a Muslim country, Arab country. Sudan is Arab Muslim country. Tunisia, Muslim country. 41 migrants dead. Everybody trying to escape from there, you know, because they have a tin pot dictator, Qais, and he's a murtad, he's not even a Muslim. So things are very bad there. And over 100 people already died in the past week and so forth there. Iran and Saudi Arabia, can you believe this? That now within days, remember, within days, the embassies will open there, one side in Tehran and one side in Riyadh. And then the next move will be, we want to send the Hujjaj and the Hajis from Iran. So you must watch that space there and see what happens there. So this is a marriage of convenience, and America and Israel obviously will be very upset with this. And Putin is putting them in the right place. And Putin is a big harami, but he knows how to play his cards. So yesterday they attacked Ukraine, 25 people died, you must remember that. You see, America, you always tell the world that you are a superpower. But how can you be a superpower day in Alaska? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We are very happy that this happened. Three soldiers of the Americans, they died. Their helicopters crashed. And so that is what happens. They think they're too powerful, but Allah Ta'ala humiliates them and disgraces them. BRICS, there's problem there between India and China, you must remember, at the border. And China has the upper hand, obviously, so militarily, politically. So we were China on that. Yes, China must continue giving a blow to India, Modi and his regime. He is the butcher of Gujarat, so China is giving them a good thrashing there by the border. Burkina Faso, 33 soldiers died there. There also big problems. You see, when they kicked out the French, then always there'll be problems. So remember that US, America, very disappointed with the Russian rejection, that they wanted to visit their journalist who's in prison, and the Russians refused. So they're very disappointed. So why are you disappointed? You got my brothers there, more than 20, 30 of them in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay. You don't allow us to come and see them. And you don't allow the mass media to come there. You don't allow the mass media and any journalist to see my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. So always you will see the white hegemony and double standards with them. Everything Islam teaches is always the best. It's a natural system. You, the esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, listen to the story. In Netherlands, they started a project. What is that? That people could come and donate their sperm. They call it donor sperm. So now this one came, that one came, that one came. 550 children were born like this. Now they say we're putting an end to that. Why are we putting an end to this? This is going to lead to incest. Couldn't you think of that before you started? You're supposed to be such intellectuals and so forth. So therefore, the sperm donor, milk donor, is all haram in Islam. Remember that Islam wants the natural system and not some crooked system and so forth. So therefore, now Trump used a new name for Joe Biden. You know, he used the same name for Hillary. Crooked Hillary, now he calls him Crooked Joe. And Crooked Joe only got 37% support in America. There the numbers are going down and down for Crooked Joe. And the Palestinians, the Haaretz newspaper writes, leave the Palestinian flag alone. These haramis, these Zionists, the real terrorists, they can't even see a flag of Palestine flying. That they made a crime, remember. But the flag flies higher and higher, and more people, remember, will be sympathetic to the Palestinians. And we see that the Zionism is a failure. This you will find there in the Haaretz newspaper. Iran's president is going to Syria next week. These are both Shias, Kufar, out of the fold of Islam. One side Bashar Assad and one side Raisi. And they will be discussing how they can massacre and slaughter more Sunnis and so forth. Allah forbid. And then our South African story. Remember, there are two stories. The petrol price next week, Wednesday, a huge big jump in the petrol price. Allah have mercy on us. And then South Africa said they're not going to allow a team, rugby team from Israel to participate. And the World Rugby Board also agreed with South Africa. So what you say about the Israelis, the Zionists? Humiliation, disgrace, you're not the chosen people, you are the cursed people. And remember, Almighty Allah will always punish you till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Yesterday I met a father and son, and they were with us in Hajj, and the son loves the sentence, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, you see. So alhamdulillah, our children are learning it also. They'll become the mujahideen of the future, inshallah. Yesterday we had wonderful programs with Allah Ta'ala Sahib. Jum'ah, first the Fajr time, then we went there to Masjid Zakariya. We spoke of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Then we translated the khutbah of Shaykh Usama Khayyat from Makkah. Jum'ah, we went to Bountiful, mashallah, big, big crowd there. And then we spoke about Nikah and so forth and so on. And thereafter was the khutbah, salat, and then in the night, evening time, Anwarul Islam, big crowd there also, Mona Ilyas, our Haji, Bashir Bhai's son, and the twin sterling service there, mashallah. So all these programs, today, inshallah, after this program, we're going just here nearby to the masjid, Mona Musaji, and them invited us, and said we must come there for the Fajr program after Fajr in Islamia Masjid. And then, inshallah, during the course of the morning, why we really came here, and that is our brother Muhammad Khan. Mashallah, he picks me up for Fajr and Isha. So his beloved son, Wasim, is getting married to Tasneem, mashallah, brother Yusuf Abdul Hay, Muhammad's daughter. And here, Taronga Road Masjid. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala bless this union. Allah bless them with pious, good children. And Allah Ta'ala make it a wonderful, happy occasion for all of them, inshallah. And then by Maghrib time, we should be back home tonight, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah, fulfill all our aspirations and our hopes, insha'Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see there's a revered brother, Ustad. He wants to know that you are there, you're going to be performing the nikah today. Is there any difference compared to our nikah and to the Kiptonians' nikah, Ustad? The brother wants to know, Ustad.
The only difference I know that, you know, because I have many of my students who studied by me and so forth and so on. Normally we perform the nikah day in, you know, Natal, Transvaal, Gauteng and all these places. Everything basically is in English. And we just tell the brother, the groom, that in the ending say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, I have married her so and so, wa qabiltuha, and I accept her. So yeah, the sheikhs, mashallah, they studied in Egypt or Makkah, Medina, and the Arab countries. So some extra words beside the khutbah, they use in Arabic and so forth. So inshallah, we will perform the nikah in Arabic and English. So all parties will understand it. Inshallah, that's the idea. But we'll discuss with the ulama who are present there. Inshallah.
So we've got a new Muslim sister. She accepted Islam, I think, about 9 months ago. She wants to know that... what is the most powerful Quran verse? I think this is in Surah Al-Haqqa. She says that, Ya laytaha kanatil qadhiya. Ustad.
Remember that there are two parts to this, my sister. Oh, brother, remember that if you are asking which is the most majestic verse in the noble Quran, you know the enemies, they will tell you AK, and AK-47 is very powerful. We say AK-47 is not powerful. The most powerful verse in the noble Quran, you must remember, is AK-255. AK, Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255, 255, and chapter 2. And that is Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is introducing himself, his majesty, his sovereignty, his honor, and everything. And when we read it, MashaAllah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah grants us Jannah and paradise after every first salat and the 5 daily salat when we perform it on time. What you are quoting, my sister, is Surah Al-Haqqa, chapter 69. Almighty Allah is juxtaposing and drawing a comparison. Read the dua with me, all of you, the Muslims. Read this dua. And you non-Muslim can read it also. But it will be effective if you embrace Iman and Islam from the bottom of your heart. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, yammin, grant me in my right hand, kitabi, my report, my book of deeds, then we all become maimans. Ulaika ashabul maimana. So what is the meaning of ashabul maimana? Not that you speak maimon like me or my mother tongue is maimon. It means that we receive our book of deeds in the right hand. And once you have done that, then for you is Jannah, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. When we were in school, we passed with distinction. When we were in university, we passed cum laude with this, you know, great, great pass mark. We show everybody our certificate. See, I passed. When that person receives, remember the book of deeds. He say, oh, people, see, I receive my report, my book of deeds in the right hand. And now I'm entering into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, wa the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. So that are the faizin, those who are successful. And those who receive it in the left hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهْ. Those who receive the report, the book of deeds in the left hand, they will say, وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. It was better I shouldn't know what this report is telling me. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَا. How I wish this matter is just done and dusted, finished. But then, everlasting Jahannam and Hellfire, Allah majirna min an-nar, Allah protect us. So this is a sign of failure. So therefore, every one of us, we are alive, we have the opportunity, it's weekend, and the month is ending, our life will end. So remember that, make the right decision. It's not that we must wake up and then we are from the khasirin, from the failures. This is everlasting failure. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah Al-Haqqa, and that is chapter 69. and you draw the comparison from verses number 19, and it goes on right through, right up to number 24, 30, and so forth and so on. So you read it and see how Almighty Allah will honor the successful ones and humiliate and disgrace those who are the failures. Allah Ta'ala make us all
min
al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat, those who are successful. Ameen.
Ustaz, I've got Sister Bridget. She says that, should I wear an abaya if I am a tourist in Saudi Arabia, Ustaz?
Remember nowadays that MBS is in charge. MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. Everything of Islam, he is destroying. That ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. So that is a Urdu saying, that people put the best security, the best alarm system, all that, but they leave the fire on in the house. So obviously you're asking for trouble, you do so at your own peril. So this is what he did. In the olden days when King Khalid, King Fahd, and all of them, King Abdullah, so, and you know, all of them were in charge, then what they did, they said for the tourists, non-Muslims, that the ladies can leave the hair open, but they must wear an abaya and so forth. This murtad, this apostate, this Satan, Lucifer's child came, and he said, no, we must modernize Saudi Arabia, and now, he said that you can go to the beaches there in Jeddah and you just pay and you go with your bikini. You see, that is what he said. Leave abaya. He allowed this also. And where is Jeddah? Jeddah is that place. Remember the harbor and all that. The port was conquered at that time and became functional during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Jeddah. Jeddah and Jeddah. If you say Jeddah, it means harbor and port. If you say Jeddah, our great-great-grandmother, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, not Hawa, Hawa. You must know how to pronounce the name correctly. I went to a grave Mubarak. Wallahu a'lam, that is what they teach us and inform us. So she is buried there, so Jeddah grandmother. So now if you are in Jeddah, Riyadh, all that, no the Muslim ladies, no non-Muslim ladies have to wear abaya. You can keep your hair open and nobody will tell you anything. So everywhere he wants to bring about a change and so forth. Change, satanic changes, remember that. In his mind, he's suffering from a complex, inferiority complex. He thinks that the West is the best and white is right. He doesn't know he will pay a heavy price unless he makes sincere tawbah and repent for all the harm he's causing to Islam and Muslims. Last week, Friday, they celebrated Eid Day in Saudi, and millions of other people in various countries, herd mentality, just follow him. So there's no sighting. I told you, phantom sighting, fake sighting. So that is how إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So he is a non-Muslim and then he fiddles with the moon. So remember, this adds more to his kufr and blasphemy. So if you go, my sister Bridget, you don't have to worry that you just go and you don't have to wear abaya, you don't have to cover up nothing, because courtesy of MBS, we don't agree with him obviously, but that is the policy of Saudi Arabia. But you speak one word against him, like I spoke now, and in Saudi Arabia, they'll lock you up and put you away in jail for 10, 20, 30 years. Or maybe they'll pull a Jamal Khashoggi job, you must remember that. So that is what happens there, my sisters. Sad, sad state of affairs.
Ustad, Jeremy says that, have most Arab people turned their backs on the Palestinian because they have caused so much trouble when they come to their countries. Now what you have to say, Jeremy, Ustad?
Jeremy, you got the whole thing twisted. Your mind is twisted also and warped, you must remember that. So I tell you, come I teach you history which you don't know. You see the Jutlas, the Haramis. So they are the biggest troublemakers, mischief makers. Go study Judaism and Jews. They were kicked out from every country in Europe, basically. 70 countries kicked them out and expelled them. Then Hitler finished the job up with them. He said, how dare you come here and promote pornography? How dare you come here and charge my people, you must remember, exorbitant rates of interest? How dare you come here and promote, you must remember, homosexuality? That is what made Hitler go crazy, and he was justified. He must remember, these three things are not permissible for any person who's got common sense. The other things he did, we don't agree with that, but your 6 million is all big fat lies. You must remember that. 6 million Palestinians and the diaspora. So you must ask the question, how come the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews are kicked out so many countries and so forth? Your own country now, you can see, go read the Haaretz newspaper. Things will never come right. Go read Haaretz newspaper. And tonight you will see how many 100,000 will be marching against Bibi and so forth. Regarding the Palestinians, you stole their land. You came in as squatters, you came in as refugees, and so forth and so on. But then the Arab countries, they want to bootleg the Americans. They want to bootleg the Israelis. So you see the Saudis, you see the Emiratis, you see Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all these countries. So you must remember Morocco. So they're not Muslim, these leaders. They are like you. They're just a Jutla, Harami they are. And they murtad out of the phone of Islam. So they say, no, that we're tired of helping these Palestinians and so forth and so on. But they don't know that when you came, America, 48 countries, to attack Afghanistan, and you stole millions of things from there and murdered 100,000 people, but now our Taliban, our brave brothers, sisters, are becoming Mujahideen in another form. Now political stability, economic stability, the lithium is there, and the oil is there, the gold is there, and so forth. So Saudi Arabia and all Emirates, all will fall away. Israel will fall away. America will fall away. Once the de-dollarization takes place, then you will see Palestine will become superpower. Then what you will see? I'm telling you now, Jeremy. You pack up and you go and tell your brothers and sisters there. Did I say so? Go read Ari Shavit's article. I sent it out. The Jutla wrote in the Haaretz newspaper, this whole Israel is based on a fabrication. There's nothing Temple Mount and all that of Israel. Everything belongs to the Palestinians. It was a big fraud against the Palestinians. The best thing you must do, pack up and go to Paris, San Francisco, and take out your second passport. What I told you for years, he's telling you now. So Jeremy, that is our message from the horse's mouth. That is what we say.
Allah.
But you are like the Burki. You know Burki?
Yeah.
The white man who was under apartheid. They told them, Swar Khafar, that if the blacks come, then we will be dead. So that's your problem. You are brainwashed and you can't think anything. I show you a red apple. I ask you, what color, Jeremy? You tell me yellow, because you got yellow jaundice. So that's your brains, my brother.
I love you, Ustad. I love you. Ustad, somebody says, is playing card games haram to play while spending quality time with the family? Ustad.
Remember Tash, you call it in Urdu Tash Khelna. Tash Khelna is not Jais. You must remember that all Allah teaches us in the beginning of chapter 23, beginning of the 18th Jews, 18th Supara, the true qualities of the devoted Muslims. Walladhinahum anillahwi muridun. That they are those Muslims, that they turn away from futile activity and speech. So what is this cards and all that? Waste of time. What benefit there is? So you must remember, you want to spend quality time with your wife, with your children. So you read Quranic verse, you read Ahadith, you read Islamic history, you read something that is beneficial, the world news, like I'm giving you. You know, I came back yesterday, 11 o'clock at night, I was busy looking for news to give you what news is going to go on and so forth and so on. Normally, I give the news, then I see the mass media carries it. You must remember that. So you must be there up to date, you must remember. Teach your children what is Islam and so forth. Allimu awladakum salasa khisal. Hadith in Tabarani. Teach your children three qualities. Hubba nabiyikum. How you love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa hubba ahli al-bayt. And to love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is family time. So the wives of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children, grandchildren of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the Ahlul Bayt. And then wa hubba tilawatil Quran, inculcate in them, remember how to love reciting the Quran. Here in Cape Town, the children, some of them come sit right in front by me because I call them in front. I say, what's your age? He say, Yusuf. What's his age? How old? 9 years old. I say, you see, he's 8 years old, 9 years old. They all will become Hafiz, inshallah. So that is how the hadith in Tabarani. So that is quality time. Not now we all sit there and watch one movie and say we're spending time, quality time. That is وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Lucifer, Satan, and Satan, Lucifer got hold of people and he tell them you're doing very good things. You see, so that is the deception of Satan and Lucifer.
I've got Barbara. She says, hi, AK. At one point, Donald Trump was the richest and most successful businessman in the world. Ustad.
Sister Barbara, again you mixed up, and you and your husband. When I told you not to go to America, you told me to fly the kite. So I flew the kite, but I'm still here in South Africa. You didn't fly my kite, and you went to America, and then after a few months you came back. Now how you get so mixed up that you say Africa we don't want because it's corrupt, and America is very straight. So you left something that is straight to come back to the crooked. How that works now? So again, you're asking crooked, do you know that Donald Trump, he inherited millions and so forth from his father. And then he lost millions in casinos. He lost millions there sleeping with all these street ladies. You know that lady Storm. And then these other ladies who are taking him to court and everything. So he can't look after his own rifle, this Trump, you understood? So all this is coming to bite him and so forth. How many wives he made? This is his third wife. How many other children, women he slept with? Allah alone knows. You must remember that. So therefore, to say he was rich and all that, rich in which way? He didn't make any money, so it was his father's money. We will admire that person who made his own money. Not that you come in months a dwirt, other months a brood, yet your father die and then you say, I got Trump Towers and I got Trump Hotel and all that and Trump the Heights. You steal somebody else's land there in Syria, the Golan Heights, and then you come and put your name and come tell us that is a disgrace, you must remember. You took the American embassy from Tel Aviv and put in Jerusalem, absolute disgrace. So all this has tainted Trump's legacy, you must remember that. So therefore we say Trump and Biden, good riddance to both of you and to the American hegemony, your empire is falling apart. That's why Barbara and her husband came back, viva South Africa. Nothing works properly. Yeah, you know how it is. And it suits us fine. We don't have to stop at the robot. But in Cape Town, I see that no potholes here, very few. And I don't see the people, they stop everything here. But they never ask me, don't worry. You just look left, right, this red robot, the taxis are moving, so we also move. You know how it goes, South Africa.
Ustad, I see.
Right, salam. I see. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.